Welcome to the session. Today we're building something seriously useful for drama and bass production. A break to bass line turn blueprint from scratch in Ableton Lev 12. The goal is not just to chop up a breakbeat and loop it. We're going to turn that break into the rhythmic engine of the drop, then build a bass line that actually answers it. That's the whole game indeed, NB. The drums and bass need to feel like they're talking to each other. By the end of this lesson, you should have a 16-bar drop idea that feels like a proper roller, with a chopped break, a sub and mid bass, a few ghost hits and fills, and enough movement to expand into a full track section. This is the kind of workflow that works for jungle, darker rollers, modern underground DNB, and anything with that heavy, tense, forward-pushing energy. Let's start with the break. Pick a breakbeat that has character. You want something with a strong snare backbeat, some ghost notes, and a bit of swing or texture. If the break is too clean, it can sound sterile. If it's too messy, it can block the bass later. So we want that sweet spot. Enough life to feel human, but enough control to make it usable. Drag the break into an audio track in Ableton. If it isn't already locked to the grid, warp it. Set the warp mode to beats, and try preserving at 1/16 or 1/8 if you want punchy drum chops. If the transients feel too sharp, ease them back a little. You're not trying to preserve the original break in full detail. You're creating a drum skeleton that can support a bass line. Here's the first important mindset shift. Think in negative space. Before adding anything else, listen to where the break naturally opens up. Where is the space around the snare? Where are the little gaps before the next kick or ghost hit? Those pockets are where the bass is going to live. Now let's slice the break. A really fast workflow in Ableton Live 12 is to right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Another option is to load it into Simpler and use Slice mode. For this lesson, Slice to New MIDI Track is great because it gives you individual hits you can resequence quickly. Kick, snare, ghost notes, hats, tiny fragments, all ready to play with. Once the break is sliced, open the MIDI clip and start shaping it into a DNB-friendly pattern. Keep the main snare on 2 and 4. Add a few ghost notes before the snare to give it tension. Let a couple of hats land slightly off the grid if needed, because that little human push-pull is part of what makes a break feel alive. And don't be afraid to remove a kick here and there. In DNB, leaving something out can make the groove hit harder than adding more. At this stage, the break should feel more like a controlled groove than a full drum wash. Duplicate your best 2-bar idea across 8 or 16 bars, then change small things as you go. Remove one kick every 4 bars. Add a quick fill at bar 8 or bar 16. Try a drag into the snare. Offset one hat a touch late. These tiny edits are what make the loop feel like a track rather than a loop. If the break needs a little extra punch, layer a clean kick or snare underneath it, but keep it subtle. The goal is to support the break, not replace its personality. For that, Ableton stock devices are perfect. Drum bus can add weight and drive. EQ8 can clean up low-end mud. Glue compressor can tie things together without crushing the life out of the groove. A good starting point would be drum bus drive somewhere around 5-15%, boom kept subtle, and glue compressor doing just a little glue, maybe 1-2 dB of gain reduction. We want impact, not flattening. Now we move to the bass. Don't start by designing a huge patch. Start with rhythm. In DNB, the bass often works best when it feels like a response to the drums, especially the snare. So create a MIDI track and load something like Operator for sub weight, or Waveditable for more mid-range movement. If you're using a resampled bass hit, Simpler can work too. For now, keep it simple. Think one or two notes, maybe a bass hit before the snare, a short response after the snare, and a slightly longer note in a gap after a kick. That call and response relationship is the heart of the blueprint. For the sub, keep it clean and minimal. Root notes, short note lengths, very little overlap. Usually around an eighth note or a quarter note is enough, depending on the rhythm. You want the low end to be solid, not blurred out. For the mid bass, give yourself more rhythm and character. Shorter notes, maybe 16th to 8th note lengths, some pitch movement, some rests. That's where the attitude lies. A great DNB phrase often feels like this. The drums speak, the bass answers, the drums reset, and the bass pushes forward again. If you keep that conversation clear, the track will instantly feel more intentional. Now split the bass into two layers. This is one of the biggest pro moves in this whole lesson. Keep the sub and mid bass separate. The sub should be mono, stable, and focused. The mid bass can be wider, dirtier, more animated, and more aggressive. If both layers try to do the same job, the low end gets muddy fast. So set up two tracks, one for sub, one for mid. The sub can be a sine or near sine tone from Operator. Keep it mono with utility if needed. If you need to, Low pass it gently so it stays in its own lane. For the mid bass, use wavy-able or a resampled texture. High pass it so it doesn't fight the sub, and give it the movement and grit. A good split point is usually somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz for the sub, and around 90 to 140 Hz for the mid, depending on the sound and the arrangement. Don't obsess over the exact number. Listen for clarity. Now let's get into the turn. This is where the blueprint becomes musical instead of just functional. We want a bassline turn, a phrase that moves the section forward and feels like it belongs to the break. The best way to do this is to resample movement. Route your mid bass to a new audio track, record one or two bars, while you move the filter, tweak the wavy-able position, or automated drive parameter. Then chop the best part of that recording and use it as a turning phrase. You can place that turn at the end of a 4-bar or 8-bar cycle so the bass line feels like it's leaning into the next section. A nice trick here is to automate auto-filter cutoff open by a small amount across the last 2 bars, maybe 10 to 25%. Add a little extra drive from saturator. Let the final hit get a touch of reverb, then cut it back fast. That kind of move makes the loop feel arranged, not just repeated. Now we glue the drums and bass together. Use sidechain compression carefully. Indeed NB, sidechain is not supposed to sound like a giant pump unless that's specifically the effect you want. Most of the time, it's there to keep the kick and bass clear. Put compressor on the bass group, or on the sub and mid separately if you want more control. Use the kick or a layered kick as the sidechain source. A decent starting point is a ratio between 2 to 4 to 1, attack around 1 to 10 milliseconds, release somewhere between 50 and 120 milliseconds, and only a couple dB of gain reduction. Enough to make room, not enough to flatten the drop. If the bass feels too muddy or too harsh, use EQ8 before the compressor. Cut a little in the low mid area if needed, maybe around 2 to 400 Hz, and tame any aggressive harmonics if they're poking out too much in the mids. And here's a good teacher-style reminder. If the groove still works when you listen quietly, that's a good sign. If it disappears at low volume, your rhythm or balance probably needs work. Now let's add a variation. This is where a lot of DnB loops either come alive or stay stuck. Every 4 or 8 bars, change something. It does not have to be huge. In fact, small changes often hit harder, because the tempo is already doing so much of the energy work. You could mute the bass for the first half of bar 4, then bring it back hard. Add a snare drag into bar 8. Swap one kick for a ghost hit. Use a reverse break fragment into the transition. Or move one bass motif slightly earlier or later every 4 bars to keep the ear engaged. A strong arrangement flow might be: bars 1 to 4 establish the groove, bars 5 to 8 add one new detail, bars 9 to 12 increase bass pressure, and bars 13 to 16 introduce a turn or fill that points into the next section. That's the blueprint idea right there. Not endless variation, just enough evolution that the loop feels like it's moving somewhere. Let's talk about the mix bus for a second. Group your drums and bass separately so you can shape them as systems. On the drum group, you can use drum bus for density and body, EQ8 for cleanup, and a light glue compressor if needed. On the bass group, use saturator for harmonic weight, utility to keep the sub mono, and EQ8 to separate the layers properly. Keep checking mono. Seriously, a lot of DnB sounds huge in stereo and collapses in mono, especially when the low end gets widened too much. If the bass disappears or the drums lose impact in mono, fix that now, not later. If you want a darker, heavier sound, there are a few extra moves that work really well. Try a short reverb send on just the last snare or bass stab of a phrase, then pull it down quickly. Use frequency shifter very subtly on the mid bass for a metallic edge. Layer a quiet noise texture under the turn and filter it hard. Or resample the bass phrase and chop it into transition pieces. Those little audio edits can create a much more interesting hook than just endlessly tweaking the synth. And one more big concept. Commit to one role per layer. If a sound is handling sub, let it be the sub. If a layer is noisy and aggressive, keep it out of the low end. Clean separation is one of the fastest ways to make your DnB sound more pro. For your quick practice challenge, build a 4-bar loop. Slice one break, make a drum pattern with at least one ghost note, one mini fill, and one removed kick, then write a sub line with just 2 notes and a mid bass line with 3 to 5 short notes. Resample one movement at the end, automate either filter cutoff or saturation, and listen back in mono. The goal is to make it feel like it wants to continue, not like it just restarts. So to wrap it up, cut the break into something you can control, let it act as the timing map, keep the sub mono and the mid bass separate, write bass phrases with space and intent, and use resampling to create that turn or hook moment. Add small variations every 4 or 8 bars, and keep checking the balance in mono. If the drums and bass are having a real conversation, the whole track will feel bigger, heavier, and way more finished. That's the blueprint. Now go build the drop.